This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Now Burns. He'll dump it back in for the Canes inside 20 seconds to go. Far side of the point, it's Gostisbehere. Along the boards, Jarvis, Svechnikov, right side. Up top, Gostisbehere, 10 seconds. Wrist shot, it's high. Stays in play. Off the inboards, a battle for the loose puck. All 5 seconds. Gostisbehere at the line. Across, Burns shot wide. The final seconds tick away. And the Florida Panthers are going to the Stanley Cup Final for the third year in a row. The Panthers win Game 5, 5-3. They finish off the Canes in 5 games. The Panthers are Eastern Conference champions in 2025.
The Beasts of the East will be returning to the Stanley Cup Final for a third time.
Somebody just DM'd me on Instagram. Have an easy show, my friend. And then he sent me his gambling ticket, betting the Panthers, live betting the Panthers down to nothing. I got that from a number of people yesterday. So the Florida Panthers, they're heading back to the Stanley Cup Final for the third season in a row. And the first thing that pops into my head is I bet Bahama Breeze wishes they didn't go out of business last week.
Good call.
Because, you know, they had that out parcel right there at Sawgrass Mills. And, I mean, what a terrible timing to go out of business. I mean, who's not going to want a delicious Bahamian meal before a Stanley Cup final game?
Their floor plan is perfect for watch party, celebratory block party, beverage food festival. Like, it's perfect for this.
But alas, while the Stanley Cup runs through Sawgrass Mills Mall once more, there will be no meals at Bahama Breeze because they went out of business last week. I mean, who made this decision? Did they look at the schedule and go, you know what? I'd take a flyer, order in some extra tomatoes and lettuce, and we'll see if we can make it, you know, another couple weeks, just take advantage of the Stanley Cup final crowd. But no, they're out of business. Did anyone else think of that, or am I the only person that the moment it was over and the Panthers had punched their ticket to their third Stanley Cup final, did anyone else think about the ill timing of Bahama Breeze closing their doors at Sawgrass?
I could tell you with 100% certainty that I did not think about Bahama Breeze yesterday as I was watching Barkov lift another Eastern Conference trophy.
Yeah, I couldn't think about anything other than that.
If anybody's interested in Bahama Breeze, there is one on Kendall Drive and 122nd Avenue. Still booming.
A little out of the way, though.
Okay.
I'm
throwing it out there, Hawk. You want a little Cajun pasta, that's still your option.
From Mike Gould on Twitter, the Florida Panthers, who famously went 22 years without winning so much as a single playoff series, have now reached the Stanley Cup final more times than the Calgary Flames have in their entire franchise history. Isn't that where Huberto is?
I believe it's in Calgary.
The Stanley Cup final runs through Florida now for the sixth straight year. Tampa, Tampa, Tampa. Panthers, Panthers, Panthers. Single game tickets for Stanley Cup final games will go on sale to the general public tomorrow, 3 p.m. on SeatGeek. So that's during our show. We know what Jimmy will be doing at 3 o'clock.
You know it.
Tomorrow, single game tickets for the Stanley Cup final, all the games, will go on sale to the general public 3 p.m. on SeatGeek. Panthers announced also all Stanley Cup final away game watch parties will take place at the Amerant Bank Arena. You can get all the info at floridapanthers.com/playoffcentral. I know everybody's caught up in it right now, so you kind of want to plot out your calendar. We won't know officially when the games are until, I mean, you could know as early as tonight based on what goes on with Edmonton and Dallas. But man, Solana mentioned it. All hail Sasha Barkov. You know, the more you watch the replay on that, the more you realize, like, just on a different level. I mean, just being able to control the puck, keep defenders away from it, and have a direct line to Carter Verhaeghe. I mean, just a thing of beauty last night. I mean, it was something. They're down 2-0. They don't get rattled. I said this throughout the playoffs. They're unflappable. They don't get rattled. They put 3 on the board. They need to get that game winner. And Sasha Barkov, your guy, man. If you're a Panthers fan, Sasha Barkov, your guy, makes an incredible play. Carter Verhaeghe is right there. And they are doing it again. Third straight Stanley Cup final.
I would go to war for Sasha Barkov. Today, right now, I would go to war. Forget the Mervis militia. I would go to war for General Barkov today.
He's one of the few Panthers that you have not called to be traded during this season.
Yet.
Yeah, let's see what you have during the final.
No, but
man,
you know how we've talked about Barkov, Hawk, for years, how he's the best player on the Panthers, bar none, right? Like, And it was always hard to contextualize it because he doesn't have, like, the flashy goals. He's not, you know, the NHL leader in points every single season. He's not Wayne Gretzky. He's not Alexander Ovechkin. He's not Sidney Crosby. So he doesn't, like, jump off the page. But everybody who knows about hockey will tell you, no, but he dominates the game. Like, he does the things that the best player on every hockey team needs to do, even if it's not flashy. And yesterday, he made the flashy play at the most pivotal point of the game. You needed your best player to go one-on-one ISO and hit the step back three. And yesterday he went ISO, hit the step back three, and he put the Panthers in front with probably one of the best assists I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, that's what the best player on the ice is supposed to do in that moment, and he delivered.
Somebody texts in, these are my favorite sports radio listening days. The day after big, monumental winning games. I love it. Now, do you think that's before or after my first thought is Bahama Breeze is closed?
Before, 100%.
Right.
Yeah.
And the guy dejectedly turned off the radio when I said my observation from last night is that Bahama Breeze picked an inopportune time to go out of business. I mean, how long were they there at Sawgrass? You're going out of business now, Bahama Breeze? It doesn't make any sense. No one looked at a calendar.
Well, they don't have the guts. Like, I don't know what else to tell you, Hawk. They didn't have the guts.
Yeah. Somebody text in, that pasta legit.
Bro, that Cajun pasta, I don't know what it was called, but that Cajun pasta is ridiculously good.
I think they have good bread there, too. Didn't they? Bahama Breeze have good bread?
Yeah, they do. They do. And they have, like, low-key, some of the best appetizers in the game. Their artichoke dip, it was very, very, very good. They had yuca cheese sticks the last time I went, which were, it's yuca bites with cheese. I mean, fire. Just fire. And they're flatbreads. Unbelievable.
Kind of shocking that Bahama Breeze couldn't make it at Sawgrass. You know what I mean?
Doesn't that
seem tailor-made for Sawgrass? Not that you've ever been there.
Maybe not that many people are going. Lack of customers, Hawk. I don't know what to tell you.
They make it a Dolphin Mall with no problem,
Dolphin
right?
Mall. I mean, you have no idea. There'd be lines out the door. Dateland. They should open one up.
I mean, what's going out in Sawgrass? Very hard to go out in Sawgrass, I think. But Wanadu City's gone out. And the Bahama Breeze, Wanadu City, Books a Million. I mentioned that yesterday. Books a Million's no longer there.
That close in 1999, Hawk.
Yeah. Man, bad timing there, huh?
I need the Panthers to win another cup because we got to go to a parade. I texted my boys last night, Hawk. I said, if the Panthers win another Stanley Cup, whether it's home or away, I don't care where it happens, I'm going to sleep at Elbow Room that night. Like, I won't miss it this year. I went to the parade route in Miami, and there was – I remember I had the video on Bird Road. It was fun. It was cool.
You're talking about for the Heat.
No, I'm talking about
for the
Panthers.
Oh, you're talking about just, like, the – not the parade route, but just, like, the celebration.
The night that they won. I went to Bird Road. There were people – I was surprised. There were people at Bird Road.
Yep.
But I'm taking my ass up to Fort Lauderdale. I'm taking my flip-flops. And I'll be on Fort Lauderdale Beach until Matthew Tkachuk is back in Fort Lauderdale Beach in the water with the damn Stanley Cup again. I'll wait it out as long as I need to because they're going to be partying all night again. You just know that they are.
I'll tell you what. I will drive directly to the Dairy Queen on 136th by the arena. And let me tell you something. You know these ice cream places, you know they're not paying attention. Like, you know that place is going to just be closed. That place... Dairy Queen, if you're listening, on 136, whenever the Panthers play a Stanley Cup final game, be ready to be open that night. You can be a natural celebration spot. You can be Sunrise's version of La Carreta or
Café Versailles. Yes.
Like, Hawk. You can be that in Sunrise, Dairy Queen. Just listen to me.
Hear me out, Dairy Queen. Matthew Tkachuk and Brad Marchand are taking the Stanley Cup to fill the cup with a blizzard. With a blizzard, and they're going to eat blizzards out of the cup.
They turn it over so you see it doesn't come out of the cup. Because that's how you do it with
right.
a blizzard. You
of know, course.
Dairy Queen has that. You got to flip them over so that the spoon stays in.
And if it does come out, then you know, everybody eats for free, obviously.
Now I'm getting annoyed by this because I know all these businesses are going to be closed. No one's going to take advantage of this.
It's too annoying to be successful. Better off losing. Panthers, just blow it. Lose.
You can't tell me that Sports Authority didn't go out of business too early at Sawgrass Mills Mall because who wouldn't want a Panthers jersey right now? A little Barkov, Scherzy, something.
Hockey sticks would be flying off the racks right now, Hawk.
There's no Sports Authority. You can't even go.
Crazy.
Somebody says, Hawk, you're wrong. Books a Million is still there. My father shops there. Is Books a Million still open at Sawgrass? Jimmy, call Books a Million Sawgrass Mills and just see if they've ever closed. See if they're open. Is Books a Million in Sawgrass Mills still open? That doesn't seem possible, does it?
I can't believe that it's still open.
Yes, it's still open.
It's still open?
They close at 9 p.m.
How long have you been sitting on this information, Jimmy?
I just found out now. I thought it was closed,
wow.
too.
Wow. This is unbelievable. Oh, my faith in humanity has been restored. You're telling me the Stanley Cup goes through Books a Million this year?
100%.
I mean, this Books a Million, they've got everything. Not just a million books. You can get a hacky sack. You can get a bookmark. greeting cards. They got it all. They got Beanie Babies, I'm sure. Is it open? It really is. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's really open.
There happens to be quite a few in Florida.
Somebody says the Dairy Queen's not on 136. It's hiatus in Oakland. Is that where it is? Yeah, whatever. Listen, I'm going to drive around until I find a Dairy Queen, all right? But trust me, they're going to be closed. They're not going to take advantage of this. Dairy Queen could print $1 million cash for every night the Panthers have a dub, and they're going to be closed. I guarantee you. It can be some teenage girl. She's going to have no idea, and she, you know, well, we're out of cones.
Has Dairy Queen taken advantage of the fact that...
Who knows? I mean, Bahama Breeze closed their doors. You can't trust big business.
How is Dairy Queen not giving the Panthers like an endorsement deal? Brad Marchand should be the face of the Dairy Queen Blizzard. How is this not happening? How are we the only people... smart enough to realize that Dairy Queen's sitting on a landmine, on a gold mine.
Right? I don't know. Yeah. I mean, if it was a landmine, it would be trouble.
It would be. It would be.
Because no one wants to sit on a landmine.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Hawk.
I mean, sometimes you got to take one for the team, but no one wants to sit on a landmine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, let's do headlines here. Coach Jim Larrañaga is going to join us today. There's also NBA playoffs going on. OKC punched their ticket. Randy Moeller is going to join us. We will talk with Moeller about what the Panthers have done, so that's exciting. We'll get headlines here, start out the show with Alejandro Solana. Shocked as anyone to learn that Books A Million, which he thought closed 26 years ago in 1999, is still, in fact, open. Perfect spot to get a magazine or a puzzle.
That is the most shocking thing.
That's
Books
shocking.
A Million.
That's shocking.
Is still open. I cannot believe
it. I didn't
even
think the chain was open anymore.
No, I mean, they're thriving. There's dozens in the state of Florida. Dozens. I just looked it up.
In Florida?
In Florida, and there's more outside of Florida. They're thriving.
This is shocking. We're going to have team coverage on this.
Who
the hell with the Panthers?
Yeah.
I got to know what's going on with Books A Million.
Chances Coach Larrañaga has ever eaten at a Bahama Breeze?
I'm going to say 98% yes.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that feels like his kind of place.
No, that doesn't feel like his kind of place. Hillstone.
Yeah, 100%.
Hillstone seems to be like the kind of place.
I'm not saying that he doesn't run the gamut. I don't know. I'm not saying he doesn't run the gamut.
Yeah.
But he's been around South Florida long enough. He's absolutely been to Bahama Breeze. And I bet he says to his wife afterwards, oh, this is fantastic. This is a nice atmosphere. We should come back here more often.
My guess is if you ask Coach L, hey, going to dinner at Bahama Breeze, meet me up, he'll tell you he's feeling a little under the weather.
Well, how about this? because we know that you, 31 years old, have never stepped foot in Sawgrass Mills Mall.
Right.
And I find that shocking, a little bit repulsive and somewhat arrogant.
Okay. I'm willing to put money on the table right now, Hawk. I'm willing to put money that Coach Larrañaga has never been to Sawgrass Mills
right.
Mall. I'm willing.
That's what I was going to say.
Right.
I guarantee you he's never been to Sawgrass Mills, but he's an important guy who's been busy all his life. You don't do anything. You walk your dog around a little bit in the morning. You make a whey shake. Like, there, you know what I mean? Like, there's not much going on in your life. That guy, he's out recruiting. He's running. He's writing new plays. He's got, I mean, he's got a million things going on. He doesn't have time for Sawgrass Mills.
Arrogant, huh?
Yeah, a little repulsive and somewhat arrogant.
Gotcha.
That was a good description. That was a good off the dome. That was a pretty good description.
Hawk, if I would have told you a decade ago that the Florida Panthers are going to be back to back to back Eastern Conference champions in the NHL, you would have, what, had me drug tested?
I mean, no one would have believed it. No one would have believed it. First of all, you, like, again, we talk about knowing that you're in the good old days while you're in the good old days. That's the, you know, the lament of anyone getting older like myself. I wish I knew I was in the good old days when the good old days were going on. It is so difficult to go to three straight Stanley Cup final. I think they said it last night on TNT that four teams have done it since like 1980. That's not a lot. So I hope people are enjoying this and recognizing this for what it is. But yeah, I would have had you drug tested because this doesn't happen.
Crazy.
Ticket Wizard confirming, by the way, that Books a Million is indeed open at Sawgrass Mills Mall.
Now I'm interested. Now I may go up to Sawgrass Mills.
Feel like a live broadcast at Books a Million and then celebrate the live broadcast at Dairy Queen.
With a bookmark?
You get, you know, I'm sure. I know the Ticket Wizard gets newspapers. So he probably goes there for multiple newspapers. I happen to have an issue, though. I love books. As I've gotten older, though, I have a rare condition called reading narcolepsy.
Hmm.
And so I can't get through half a page without falling asleep.
Just one half of a page?
Half of a page, I fall right asleep. So I haven't been able to read a book in over 10 years because I've got this condition.
Wow.
Even at Temple, I can't open the prayer book. I'll fall right asleep there, right in the pew.
Sounds like you've conditioned yourself.
No, I wish there was a way to cure this. Unfortunately, it's incurable. It doesn't affect reading something digitally, social media.
Only
that I can read for hours.
Only something on a paper, like on
right.
a legitimate paper.
Or a digital book.
Right. Because you read a menu just fine. I've seen this in action. You read a menu
right.
just
doesn't,
fine.
It doesn't happen with menus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could read a menu for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Book, though, half page, narcolepsy. Narcolepsy is when you fall asleep, right, without knowing it?
I'll say yes, but I don't actually know if that's true or not.
I just want to make sure that it's not not something else.
Sounds good to me.
You don't know narcolepsy?
I think you're right. I think that's narcolepsy.
Yeah, chronic sleep disorder that causes overwhelming daytime drowsiness.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a terrible condition for a radio host.
Congratulations.
Really a terrible condition for any job.
For
now
any
that
job.
I think about it.
Yeah.
Right? Coach, pilot, anything.
Man, I wish Jimmy had narcolepsy, though, because it would be just wildly funny if
he might have a touch of it because I've seen him doze off.
Every hour or so.
Me doze off? That's impossible.
The Florida Panthers are back in the Stanley Cup Final. We don't know when they're going to play because tonight Edmonton is going to try to close out the Dallas Stars, but potentially they could have 9 days off if that series gets dragged out. Could be 5 days off. Just depends on when that series ends.
All right. Well, we will watch tonight.
Some of the other news, I know none of us really care right now because we're on a high with the Florida Panthers. Hawk, it's almost like yesterday I wanted to feel jacked up. Like, I wanted to just, like, open up a bottle, throw, like, let's go out. I wanted to celebrate, but I'm like, I feel like this was expected, you know?
Well,
like,
I mean, enthusiasm. We've done it. It's 3 years in a row. Every analyst pointed out the same thing, every hockey writer. The Panthers were all business after the win last night.
Right?
They were not, you said, hoisting a trophy. They did not hoist any trophy.
They didn't
do
anything.
All business. They took the picture with the trophy almost looking obligated to do so.
Right.
But it was not like last season where they were throwing sticks in the air, or the season before that, same thing. This was much like, hey, we've got business to do that's still four wins away from handling our business.
They legitimately did not celebrate. Buzzer goes off, and there was nothing. And it was badass, man. It was badass.
Yeah.
But it just kind of made me, in my mind, say, yeah, this was expected. They're expected to do this. But it hasn't been done in 30 years. Back-to-back-to-back.
Feeling good.
Stanley Cup final appearances.
Feeling good.
Oklahoma City makes the NBA Finals for the first time since 2012, when the Miami Heat beat them in five games.
Yeah.
They closed out the Minnesota Timberwolves last night, and they did so handsomely.
Yep.
Tonight, Tyrese Halliburton, he's going to try to close out the New York Knicks at MSG. That game will be at 8:30 p.m.
All right.
And the Western Conference Finals, Dallas and Edmonton, game five as well tonight. That game is at 8. You can listen to it right here on 560 WQAM. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy. Tonight the lows will be in the mid to upper 70s. Another hot day in South Florida. That is your weather.
I mean, someone texts in, how is Dairy Queen not on this? A Kachuklet chip blizzard. A Kachuklet chip blizzard. How do they not have that?
Kachuklet chip blizzard.
Kachuklet.
Kachuklet chip blizzard. Jesus.
Right. Kachuklet chip blizzard. But they're not going to do anything because they're asleep at the wheel. You know, I think Coach Larinaga is like me. I don't like people who are asleep at the wheel. DQ, they're handing you a marketing opportunity on a silver platter. I go there. I go, hey, do you have Kachuklet chip? They're going to look at me like I'm crazy. I feel crazy saying it.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That is some cojones, boys. Wow.
Hawk and Crowder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Our friend Jim Larrañaga is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Former Canes Hoops head coach joins us on Thursdays. We talk basketball and nonsense, and he's with us as usual today. And we have a lot of stuff to cover today, even before we get to basketball, coach. And there's still some important basketball to be played. But, you know, are you following the Panthers at all? Are you into the hype and the hoopla?
Well, I love listening to you guys discuss it. And I want to congratulate the Panthers on their unbelievable performance. Even last night, coming from behind, that's great. But I'm not a huge hockey fan. I spent my whole life just watching basketball, not baseball, not football. I'm a big Hurricanes fan for our football team. But beyond that, I just stuck with the B-ball.
Now, the Panthers, of course, they play at the Amerant Bank Arena. So here's a couple things. Solana has never been to Sawgrass Mills Mall, which is right across the street. A lot of people go to a Panthers game. They park at Sawgrass. They walk across because they want to avoid the parking charge in the parking lot. Have you ever been to Sawgrass Mills Mall?
No. Who won that bet? Who said that? Solana said
that. We both said it. I find it shocking that Solana's never been there because he's a shopper. His fiance is a shopper. They enjoy clothes and fashion and food. You, on the other hand, have been busy all your life. You're coaching. You're recruiting. You got a lot going on. You got high-profile games on television. So I can understand. I'm guessing you're not a mall guy, period.
No, I don't shop. I don't go shopping. I don't spend money. My wife does everything for me and for us. She does all the cooking, the cleaning, the shopping, whether it's to go to the mall or go to, you know, a Publix or any shopping area.
You don't even go grocery shopping.
I never go. No.
Really?
I might do that in retirement, though. That might be my new hobby.
What
I might
about
go shopping now?
You're not the dutiful husband sometimes, and you go to Bell Harbor with her or Merrick Park, and you sit quietly while she does some shopping.
No, I go to Merrick Park to eat and go to the movies.
Fair enough.
The movie theater there is spectacular. I love it.
But you don't go shopping. You don't hit the
clothing
store. No, I
don't go shopping.
Yeah, and whatever she buys you, I'm guessing you're fine with.
Yeah, I'm good with. Yeah,
all right.
I don't. Now, I don't eat. You know, first of all, I'm not an eater. I don't need to eat. I don't like eating. I just only eat so that I can survive. My wife's a great cook, so whatever she fixes, I'm good with.
What about Bahama Breeze? I've made this a point. So Bahama Breeze is a restaurant right outside Sawgrass Mills, one of those out parcels. They closed 2 weeks ago. They went out of business. And I said, poor timing. You got a Stanley Cup final. It's going to be right in your backyard. Have you ever been to Bahama Breeze?
Not in Miami, but in Orlando.
I win that one. I win that one because I said he's been to Bahama Breeze.
Yeah, I've been to Bahama Breeze, not a lot, but always the same time of year in July when in Disney World, they were hosting the AAU Nationals. And in between games, we'd sneak out of Disney, run over to Bahama Breeze. I'd get myself a nice grilled salmon dinner, little rice, little broccoli, eat, and then get right back to Disney. It was still on International Drive, so it was a 10-minute drive from Disney.
That's a great call. They happen to have good salmon there. Inopportune time to close, right? I mean, look at the calendar, yeah. Bahama Breeze.
Yeah, you know, how many Bahama Breezes are there throughout the state?
Well, I know half of them closed last week, half of them across the U.S. closed last week. So something's amiss in the world of Bahama Breeze. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this. I know you follow the Panthers casually. They have been seen when they had three road games in Raleigh, North Carolina against the Hurricanes. Twice they were seen at Dairy Queen. Yeah. Brad Marchand. And so it's become a little bit of a rallying thing for Panthers fans and the players. They go for blizzards and on their day off. And they did it before the win yesterday. So yesterday was what? Wednesday? Yeah, yesterday was Wednesday. Yeah. So Tuesday, they were at the Dairy Queen in Raleigh getting blizzards. So I will ask you, do you ever go to Dairy Queen? And what's your go-to blizzard flavor?
I rarely go to Dairy Queen, although my brother Bob, he wrote the best Dairy Queen advertisement ever. Do you know the word scrumptilicious?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that?
Yeah.
There's a theme song for Dairy Queen, scrumptilicious. My brother wrote that about 40 years ago.
He was a
but
jingle
I don't
writer?
Go. I don't go to Dairy Queen. That's not one of my favorites. The only thing I get at Dairy Queen is a vanilla cone. That is it. I don't think I've ever even had a blizzard.
I'm going to guess you are a Carvel guy because you grew up in the Bronx.
Well, I love Carvel. That's for sure. But I like McDonald's.
Great ice cream.
I like a McFlurry. I like the vanilla cones, and they're very inexpensive. The cones are great.
You know, speaking of Carvel, Father's Day is coming up in a couple of weeks. Fudgy the Whale or Cookie Puss always makes a great Father's Day gift for Dad.
Well, I'll tell you what my wife gets every Father's Day is a Carvel cake.
That's so?
It's got like the Oreo bottom to it. Uh-huh. It's to die for. Uh-huh.
You've never heard my take. I think ice cream cake is the worst form of cake on the planet. I cannot stand ice cream cake.
His worst.
I don't think adults should eat ice cream cake because, and you just did it with kind of the Oreo thing. Adults are always going, oh, they've got crunchies. They've got crunchies. What are you, 9 years old? They've got crunchies. Let's grow up. Let's get a Mrs. Fields cookie cake, which is the premier style of cake. And we go on with our lives.
No, you know, one thing, and you said it there, what Carvel cake does is it brings me back to my old neighborhood in the Bronx and have a piece of cake that turns on my memories. And like, oh, man, I remember when I was 10 years old and I had this. It was awesome. So, Hawk, yeah, you and I don't eat the same places and don't share the same likes and dislikes.
But, I mean, a cake, ice cream is meant to be eaten with a spoon or licked off a cone. An ice cream cake you eat with a fork. You're not supposed to bite into ice cream. Like, the whole thing is flawed.
I disagree with that, boy. I love ice cream cakes.
That's cool.
Solana, where are you on this? You got to jump in. You're either
Coach.
With Hawk or you're with me. No. I need a teammate on this.
Coach, I'm with you. You and I are Kobe and Shaq right now on this ice cream take. Because I, for years, Coach, I've been telling Hawk, ice cream cake is the best version of cake. My birthday is Saturday. Guess what? They already have the order in. Ice cream cake from Carvel, ready to go for my birthday, Coach L. Ready to go.
I actually don't like regular cake, like a chocolate cake.
Of course not.
No, I don't think cakes are good.
A Publix buttercream cake, buttercream frosting, you're telling me that that's not better than an ice cream cake with crunchies?
No.
Ridiculous.
Hawk has no taste.
None. None.
No, I have a refined taste. None. I have a refined taste.
None.
And one day the people around me will understand what's going on. I'll get you on track one day. I we're going to run out of time here, so I want to ask you a little bit about basketball. They were asking on ESPN yesterday, what's the recipe for the Knicks to get back into the series? They host the Pacers tonight. They're down 3-1. They probably should have won game one, which may have changed the entire tenor of the series, but they're down 3-1, and how do they get back into it tonight?
Well, first of all, they can't play at the pace that the Indiana Pacers play at. Rick Carlisle has his team playing kind of like with relentless effort at the defensive end of the floor, and they convert their defense into offense, and they are scoring so quickly before the New York Knicks can get back and set their defense. And by set their defense, I mean all five guys back. I see Siakam in the open court, and he's attacking one-on-one. Well, the NBA skill level, those guys are so athletic and so skilled, You can't stop a guy in the open court in a one-on-one situation. You know, you have to be able to get your five guys back, slow the game down if you're the Knicks, don't play at the up-tempo. Every player loves playing up-tempo, even the teams that play slow. They love showing their skills in the open court. But if the Knicks get into a running game with the Pacers, I think it's over tonight. But if the Knicks can slow the pace down and grind it out for 48 minutes, and hopefully for them, Carl Anthony Towns is even healthy because he bumped knees and the other day and didn't look good. He was limping off the court. If that's a bone bruise and he's out, then the Knicks are over. They're done. But Indiana.
Is Tyrese Halliburton a bona fide NBA superstar?
Well, superstar is he's a star. You know, there are only a few like superstars, Hall of Famer type guys. He's young. He's only 25 years old. So he's a young guy who's getting better and better. If they make it to the NBA Finals by beating the Knicks, and then he shows up again for the Finals and either miraculously leads his team over OKC, then you can start talking about him maybe being a superstar. One of the things I like about his development, first of all, he's playing for one of my former players in Rick Carlisle, who is a tremendously smart player. He's a tremendous coach. And I think he's brought Tyrese Halliburton along and helped him develop. But did you know that Tyrese Halliburton reached out to Sue Bird to talk to her? She's one of the great women's players of all time. And he reached out to her to ask her, okay, when do I attack to score? And when do I distribute? How do I get the other players involved? I want to be the great all-around point guard and do all the things necessary to help our team win. See, that's a sign of growth. A lot of players think I know everything, right? I'm already great. I think he's learning that the best thing you can do is keep learning, keep growing as a player, put more to your game. And reaching out to a woman, to a Sue Bird, that shows humility. You know, he's not above reaching out to another great player, whether it's a man or woman, or maybe even someone from another sport. That there's always ways you can improve mentally, physically, emotionally.
Real quick before we run out of time, can either team get past OKC in the finals?
I think it's going to be difficult. I think OKC is at the top of their game. I think they've got a great rhythm going. And they're going to be a hard out, home or away. And I like Indiana's chances, though, of advancing, being in the finals, either winning tonight or beating the Knicks over the weekend. And then I think it'll be a tremendous series, whoever OKC plays, especially Indiana, because those teams match up very well. Halliburton versus SGA is going to be talked about. You know, they both got big guys. I recruited Miles Turner, didn't get him, of course, would have liked to get him. but you know, Indiana's big guys and OKC's big guys match up very well. The Knicks just got to hope they can get tonight because anything can happen. An injury to a key player for Indiana could also all of a sudden change the series.
All right, Coach. You have the same address that you used to have where I sent you the air fryer? Because I'm going to send you a Mrs. Fields cookie cake. I'm going to change your life.
Yeah, I've got the same address.
All right, I'm going to send you a Dairy Queen Blizzard gift card and a Mrs. Fields cookie cake right to your house, and I'll change your life. I'm telling you, by the time you're done with this radio show, you're going to have sworn off ice cream cake because it's silly at our age, your age, my age, Solana's age even, and you'll enjoy the deliciousness of a cookie cake.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Hold the guy who doesn't believe a
word. I wouldn't hold my breath if I were you.
Doesn't believe a word I say.
None, and you shouldn't, Coach L. Hold strong. The crunchies, best part of any cake anywhere in the world. Let's go, Coach L.
Coach, would you put sprinkles on a soft serve ice cream cone?
I have, and I like it. I prefer like syrup. Like chocolate syrup on, like a cone and dip it. Yeah. That's nice. But still a vanilla cone. And there's a place here in town called Whip and Dip.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever heard of Whip and Dip?
Yeah.
Oh, they got great ice cream. mint chocolate chip cone is I'm going to leave here and go get a cone right now because we're talking too much about ice
All right,
cream.
Well, just don't get sprinkles, okay?
Making me hungry.
Don't get sprinkles. You're a leader right. of men. Don't get sprinkles. All right?
All right, guys. I'll see you All next right. week.
See you, Coach. There's Jim Larrañaga. He's very astute. He knows everything that comes out of my mouth is generally wrong.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That is some cojones, boys! Wow!
Hawk and Crowder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.